Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Okay, today is Daf Lamed Zayin. Laz, don't be mighty Laz.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hamos, who is this, by the way? Oh. Wow, she's got a lot of honorable mentions. All right, so today is Daf Lamed Zayin. I'm going to just go back now and go through the halach of Chol of Akum briefly, try to summarize it as much as we can, go into Rav Moshe's tshuva. You see, my namesake, Rav Moshe Nissen-Lippa, is my Rav Moshe Feinstein, the shoulders that you need to have to do what he did is just unbelievable. He was not there. I mean, his heter didn't come about till, you know, Rabbi Shah was around. And it's not there. Millions of products or thousands. I don't know. A lot of foods. And the truth is the Feinstein family was very maple. David Feinstein had Hershey's Kisses on his desk. Yeah. He had Hershey's Kisses on his desk from David Feinstein. You know what life is without Hershey's Kisses?
Yeah.
Not the same. I'm assuming he ate them. Or he gave it out to everyone. Well, it could be, you know, he had them for 60 years. You know, no one touched them. But that's definitely...
Lakewood did not introduce Chol Yisrael. The Varn did not introduce Chol Yisrael. The Varn did not introduce Chol Yisrael to Lakewood until they pressured him. There was some Hasidic boys there. They pressured him.
Oh.
Tell them. It was regular.
So the Hasidic. Yeah, everyone. When I got married, a little bit of the... you know, this is part of our discussions. My wife is from negotiations. Negotiations, but he's an Irish family, so that's a whole different. We're talking about halacha lemaisa. You know, we're not talking about the heebie-jeebies involved.
You got Hershey Kisses on your desk.
Before I got married. Now it's only Bitsina. I'll start with where Moshe ends up with, and we'll go to the places which is the source. But Moshe says, I mean, Mikom Mokka, the Bali Nefesh, and the Roy Lahakwe. That's how the Moshe says, if you're a Bali Nefesh, Min Haroy, Lahakwe, the Imbusem Yishim Yuharo, the Kachani Noyeg Lahakwe Lahatsmi, says, I'm Noyeg, little me, for Moshe. You're not being mezalza b'yisrael. It's bal nefesh yachmir, am machmir. Fine, that's the maskon of Rav Moshe. Rav David wasn't such a bal nefesh, or how does he even hold himself as such a bal nefesh? You know, and like they always say, bal nefesh yachmir al atzmoy, but not in other people. So the bal nefesh, you know, if you're not supposed to take a shower, for example, because you're a bal nefesh. But it makes other people uncomfortable. So I'm not really happy with us, but not in other people. That's it. What? Oh, when do you say Mechzik Yura? Well, yeah. It's a good question. I don't know. All right, so it's something to talk about. Yeah. All right, so let's go to the Tosfos that really is the source for all this. Is Daf Lamed Hey Amar Aleph. You see, over the bottom Tosfos, so Amar Rabbeinu Tam. It's like, basically, in the middle of Tosfos, Bo'emer Rabbeinu Tam. Bo'emer Rabbeinu Tam, this is talking about the halacha of Gvinas Akum, cheese of a non-Jew. Bo'emer Rabbeinu Tam, ki achshav loy motzin, and I'm going to skip a few parts, but let's start with this. Bo'emer Rabbeinu Tam, ki achshav loy motzinu tam poshid le'isr b'gvinas loyvik echom. He said today, nowadays, the Tzibali Tosfos in their times, the 1100s, 1200s, that time, there's no reason to ask for Gvinas Akum. The hatam ho iser hu mishum nikur, because the reason for the prohibition is because of nikur. That's Tosfos's maskana, because of giloy. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the common on lachuk Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, after Gav Rabbi Yoshma, because we all have Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi against Rabbi Yoshma. Now we're going to skip a little bit If you go to the Lech Lamecha Shnami, or right before that, Begam, skip like three lines down, Begam Divrei Rav Chisda Rav Nachal Bar Yitzchok Amdu B'Kusha. We had five reasons why Pnina Sakam is awesome. Rav Chisda and Rav Nachman had said because of the Orla, or because of what? Or maybe it's six. Yeah, forget already. So they said Orla, the others were Amisun Ba'ano, so that again, Orla B'Kachavim. So that Amdu B'Kusha, the Gemara says he can't learn. Taisa says you can't also say the reason of the mixture, which is the Gemara of Tzachtuch. He says you can't say that you should be worried when you have cheese of a non-Jew that there might be some drops of non-kosher milk within that cheese. Why? Because like the Gemara said, the non-kosher milk cannot curdle cheese. Can't curdle cheese. So what are you worried about? You worried about gilui? Well, we'll see in a second that you shouldn't, because there's no snakes. Are you worried about Arla and Mavet HaChavim? The Gemara says we don't go like that. So what is the reason? Okay? Elavadai ein hatam el mishum nigdim. The only reason that makes sense is because of gilui. Today we don't have gilui. We don't have the chashim in the middle of France or Germany, wherever the like places were. England, places Hachmei Anglia, have also English places. There was no stakes. There's no stakes. Right? And then Tosha says, "Ve'ein lo mit davar shel minyan hu mitzorach minyan achal ha'tiroi." We quoted this before. When you have the Isra of Giloy, it's only in the place where there are snakes. He said many places they eat it because they don't, they're not mimed it. They just use they don't even use milk as the agent, or enzymes as the agent, they use herbs. The Prochim. The Taisa says, the Goine Narvoina, they were, it's a place in France, they were matirit because of the fact that they made it through herbs, they didn't use the enzymes of a vela, etc. Miubim Koimeinu, the Taisa says, in our specific place, Shemamina Bekeva, where they actually use the stomach, I'm a Rav, Ri, better of the Chaim, Sheish Tan Tsas, Lesor, and they Shemochan Akeva Ba'oidu. Because they stored the stomach in its skin. They says it might be an isr basa b'chala because salting is like boiling. We'll see all these things later on. Some places they use the pig. So Taisha says basically, if you want to just sum this up, that where there is no chash gilui, or there's no chash, that they're going to put it in, they're going to, let's say there's a place that they make cheese, the production of cheese, is through herbal enzyme, something
vegan.
Like that.
Vegan.
What?
Vegan. Not vegan. Okay. These fish they use bacterial enzyme.
Cultures. Yeah, so, and by the way, we can go into yogurts. So another whole thing. Yogurts and butter, what is that?
Cheese, they don't
eat
when they grow,
but
medium they grow.
Okay. So what does Taisa say? Well, let's just stay focused on this. I don't want to get to the So based on Taisa, he says that the Isra of Pnina Sakam doesn't apply today because they use it with herbs. Really, they make it with herbs and it's not really a chash. There's no chash. No chash of giloy, anything along those lines. And now, we don't paskin like this. We don't paskin like Gvina Sakam is Osir. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like Gvina Sakam is Osir because there is a chash that they're going to put it by Arishon Avelo. Maybe that's, again, the place says is a potential tzad. But what I want to quote here is a Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer says, what is Rashi's reason? The place's quote. The reason for
Where's the Chassam Sefer? I'm sorry. Where's the Chassam Sefer?
Chassam Sefer, had it over here. Chassam Sefer, Chassam Sefer brings it. Chelek Yeridaya Simukuf Zion.
Okay.
So Chassam Sefer wants to say, Tosfos quotes Rashi as the reason, the Yisra of Gvina Sakam, because that there might be Olive tomei mixed in with the cheese. It's not recognizable, but it might be in the holes of the cheese, you know, like we said from Tom and Jerry. You have the Swiss, the holes in the Swiss cheese or whatever. There might be some non-kosher milk. And Tosfos says, well, the guy is a shaita to put non-kosher milk in cheese. It doesn't make cheese. It doesn't curdle it. Tosfos says, don't worry about that reason. So up to Tom Slefer. Tom Slefer says, that is the problem. What does Rashi hold? What is the problem of a chol of Akum? Right? We're going to learn in a second. Tom Slefer says, the chol of Akum is a chesed yisur. Even if there's no chash that there was chol of tomate mixed into it, like for example, if you're creating cheese, the cheese that has the milk, the guy wouldn't put any chol of tomate in that milk. If you see milk in the cheese, let's say, right, some of the drops of milk in the cheese, there's no chash you put chol of tomate there, Tosfos. A shaita. Why would you do? You don't make cheese with chol of tomate. So what's it doing over there? Okay, it's kosher milk. It's got to be kosher milk. So there's no chash. There's no chash that there's chol of tomei over there. There's no chash because it wouldn't be done through a guy to make cheese. He'd be a shaita otherwise. But is it chol of that came through a guy milking? Yes, it is. Chol of akum is asur. It's a chesed yisura. Even without the chashes, let's say there's no chash they mixed it in. Let's say there's no reason to say there's any chol of tomei in the chol of the akum. Chassam Sofer says, blanket rule, chol of akum is usher. And therefore, when it comes to the cheese as well, you're right. There might be milk mixed in. There might be milk mixed in. And there might be no tzad. There wouldn't be any tzad that chol of that's mixed in would have chol of tamei. It's still chol of akum. Chol of akum is usher. And that's why Gvina is usher. Because he milked it. It's chol of akum.
Chassam Sofer. What are you afraid of over there?
Wait.
What's the yisur chol of akum? Whatever that shot is, chol of akum. The chash the Gemara says an amid beis. There might be misyubei chol of tamei. Right, that is the reason for it. But again, the Chassam Sofer's chiddush is that was just the reason for the takana. But once they gave a gzeira, even if there is no chash, care about the reason.
But why is this?
So, Jonathan, you were saying something before.
Why is it like bein yisrael?
Okay, so, very good, very good. So this, okay, so I'm just saying what Chassam Sofer said. This is how it's Miyash of Rashi. Rashi holds that Rashi, Tosfos brings Rashi that's how he understands Gvina Sakum. You might have Chol of mixed in. And Tosfos says, what kind of Shaita are you going to have that's going to mix in Chol of Akum, that has Chol of Tomei? It doesn't make cheese. So this is how Chassam Sofer says.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't interrupt. But I'm looking at the Pini Halacha. When they called to Chassam Sofer, then they said that if it's Nishtane Mitzurosoi, the Nasa Chema or Gvina, then it's Mutter. Given She'enze Bechal Cholov Sha'asru.
Okay.
So the Chassam Sofer backs away a little bit from the, from butter and cheese.
That's butter. Chema.
Butter. And
butter of non-Jews might be Mutter. That's different.
Because he said it looks like its consistency has changed. It's a different.
But it's
not part of the original. It's not part of the original Gezeira. I haven't looked it up, so I can't tell you. I'm just telling you what they wrote.
You should just know that butter is much different. Butter, there could be
the why is butter different?
At all. Butter comes from the whey. Now, how do you make the butter? The butter. It's the fat of the whatever. Churn the milk. Yeah, so maybe we'll get into that also. Yogurts, butter, all these things are different, but again, the even Reb Moshe comes, well, let's see, Reb Moshe. This is Moshe quotes the Chassam Sofer. He quotes the Chassam Sofer. And then, so that segues, let's go into what Moshe says. Just to segue into
what Moshe says.
What does he say? The two chidushim in what Moshe Feinstein says. Firstly, like you just said, Chassam Sofer comes along and says, the reason for Gvina Sakum or Chol of Akum really, it doesn't exist, it's not needed anymore. They said an Isra on Chol of Akum, make it into a Chesed Yisura. Frakta Moshe, what do you mean? The Mishnah qualifies the rule. The Mishnah says that if you have a case where it's Oymed B'Royeyu, you have the guy looking at him, right? The guy looking, looking at the guy, in that case, it doesn't have an Isser. There's no Isser of Chol of Akum. So how could you say it's a light plug? They made it a Chetz of the Yisura. Right? This is one of the big tainus of Reb Moshe and Chassam Sofer. I think there are ways to wangle out of it, but definitely a kasha. So firstly, Reb Moshe says he doesn't like the Chassam Sofer. He says that's not Pshat and Rashi. So Reb Moshe says, don't go with the Chassam Sofer. That's one chiddush of Moshe Feinstein. There was no chesed yisura and chol vakum. It's only usher because there's a chash, and the chash, if it doesn't exist, it's not a problem. How are you going to learn Vina Sakum? Is Terutzim for that. There's four chiddushes on this, basically. A lot of pages. So that's the first thing he says. But the other
thing. Why is there no isura? Why is there no isura? Why is there no isura of chol vakum? Just the look itself? Why? It's not related?
Yeah, so again, what Reb Moshe is saying, it has to be because of a chash. Because if it would be a chesed yisura, then who cares if a Yisrael sees it? Chol vakum, who was milked by a non-Jew.
Right.
It doesn't matter. That's Reb Moshe's time. So what does he say? He says, you have to learn that it's because of a chash. And when a Yisrael sees it being done, that takes away the suspicion that he's going to mix it. And therefore, that's the reason. So he says first, some sefer, not the pshat. That's the yisur. No, that's not the pshat. Chol yisur. No, or chol vakum. So what does he say? He says, other chiddush of Reb Moshe is that, let's say you don't have a Jew watching the milking, or the production of the milk. You just have regulations. Regulations say, the FDA, or the SDA, the USDA, says that, if you have to write in your ingredients that you're producing cow's milk, and the regulators come in and they see you're going to end up mixing in non-kosher milk, pig's milk, let's say. If that's the case, then there's a regulation like that. The Moshe's Chiddush is that that's called that a Jew was watching the milking. That's the Chiddush. It's called Re'il. It's seeing. Because since it's such a Yediyah Brewer, such no company in their right mind, Reb Moshe says, would go ahead and go against the way, risk their entire business because of not really that much of a benefit to a non-Jew to put pig's milk and take some of the kosher milk, right? There's not much there. To go for them to go ahead and do that against the regulations, that's called that a Yisrael watch. Basically what Reb Moshe is saying is that there's no chash to the point that it's like Yisrael is watching the milking, it's not even full of apple.
That's the mere system.
Mere system.
There's an interesting possibility of the likelihood in court, the severity of the regulations, the ability to take off the inspector.
He addresses that, yeah.
Okay, because the problem is that, you have the Department of Governmental Efficiency is going to fire all the inspectors or whatever. Seriously. A lot of these regulations are honored more in the breach than in the observance. And then people ignore them, and they figure, I'm going to go ahead and violate it, and I'll pay the fine, and I'm going to gain more by using the cheaper trade of milk, or whatever. But it stands to be closed now. Why is he relying so much on government efficiency? Maybe in his days, people were afraid of the government. I don't think people were afraid of the government. Yeah, now they're going to close down your business.
Yeah, it's not worth the risk.
It's more than just the fine.
It's not worth the risk.
Not the first time. I'm saying you're risking your business that they can close your ass. When was the last time they closed down?
We started today. He says, I started with his. No. Vaslano was. He says, Bali Nefesh Minaroy Lahafner. This is, I think, in the 60s. So Bali Nefesh Minaroy Lahafner. Vein Bozem Mishum Yuaro. He says, I'm a Kachani Noy Lahafner Mahatsmi. Avmisha writes to Lahokel, who oisa bedina the ain lahakshivoy kimzazel beisrim. I mean, you can't get more, again, I was saying that David Feinstein, Hershey's Kisses on his desk. They still listen to him.
Yeah, I think in the 1960s there was more fear of regulation than there is today.
Again, a company won't risk.
You're
right. I want to also mention, understand, and if you look through Reb Moshe, I think this is 100% clear. We made a diyuk from the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says that, Mishnah doesn't say chol vakum is awesome. The Mishnah was, I don't even know where I'm up. You look at the Mishnah. If you look at it, I'm telling you, this is Pshat and Reb Moshe. I wish he was around for me to ask him.
if this is what he meant, because you have to know what he means, really, his lashon. But if you look at the Mishnah, right, the Mishnah says that the cholov, look at this, right, we said, cholov shechovu oivik echovin, the ein Yisrael reyein. The Mishnah doesn't say cholov akim is usher. And now, later on, the Mishnah will say, well, if you have a Yisrael that watches the milking, it's going to be mutu. There's a heter for it. Yeah. The Isser itself had loopholes in it.
Never got off the ground.
Only has an Isser if Yisrael doesn't. That is what the Isser is. Lanias Daiti, there's Chav Seifers. The way he understands the Mishnah has to be explained. The washing on Mishnah. What were you saying, Jonathan?
Unsupervised milk.
Unsupervised milk. So if the pshat is that the Isser is never Chav, what the pshat that the supervision matters the Isser? It's not called Cholav Akum if it's unsupervised, if it's supervised. So maybe if that's the pshat, you're right. Maybe people don't fear the government as much, or there's not as much bureaucracy or whatever, or there's more bureaucracy. But because there is such a swara, it was never chal the Isser of Cholav Akum. So it's much easier to say that swara of Ramayisha when you learn that that's the pshat. Lanias Daiti, you look at the Lashon of Ramayisha, I think this is a, he says, Lachain, this is how he says, Lachain, B'chol of Sha'ot, Rach, B'chol Ba'akam, the Yisrael Re'eyu. That Yisrael which they said, B'chol of Akam is also where Yisrael doesn't see it. Yesh Lahatir, Gambi Yisrael, Yoyden Yidia Brura, the Havi Kari'iyah. He always quotes, he doesn't say, Lachain, B'chol of Akam, Sha'ot, if you have a Yidia Brura through regulations and this and that, he doesn't say that. He always puts the two together. The Isra of Cholavaka, where it's not supervised, you could be matir when you have the idea of brewing.
So the point is, if they're not really watching, what's saying here is really not any story, any story. Why? Because nobody's there. Nobody's watching.
Nobody's watching.
Not going to get caught. And then again, is this?
No, there would be, but again, Ramesh is hidden, that there's regulations. It's much more palatable if you understand the gather of Cholavaka is not being Cholav that was. There's a loophole already in the Xayra. Whatever, you have a different product, a different one of the Cholav Akum.
Probably 100%.
That might be a problem, yes.
Oh, right, it's only a heter in America.
Okay, very. That's what they say, yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say today, but
you can't trust the milk.
If
put any milk you want into the pool, they don't have the same regulation.
Yeah, right. By the way, I did some research on this. If the pig's milk doesn't exist, like they don't sell pig's milk. There's no such thing. Or camel's milk, for example. I looked it up. Right, very expensive. Camel's milk, like I remember looking this up a few years ago. Maybe it changed, but you can only buy it in like Kazakhstan because it's imported from. And again, even if it's expensive, that's another reason why they won't mix it. Because why are they going to put expensive camel's milk?
But that's not Mirsa. Expensive isn't
Mirsa.
This whole thing is based on
Mirsa. No, but again, it's Mirsa's svara that he wouldn't do it.
Right.
But he's discouraged from doing it.
Not based on expensive.
Why not?
That wasn't what he wrote. Rav Moshe wrote that it's Mirsa. We have to fear. That fear is like open to them telling you.
Yeah. I don't know why. I hear why it's not written explicitly, but you can hear the
story. Once got up with the hoodie, said, "I'm going to tell you, we should only talk about America like those."
That's true. Yeah, it's really only American. Again, yeah. Ain't the dying in Lamasha, ain't the bros. You know, you have to go look. You see exactly. But I'm just saying a few of the lumdish things that Ramesha is coming on to. First of all, he says the Chassam Sofer is not the pshat. No light plugs. Secondly, his chiddush is that it's cool that a Yisrael watched it, and I'm just explaining why that makes more sense. Because the Chol Akum wasn't like a chetzid. It wasn't like they said Chol Akum is chazer. Even within the Gzeira, they put in a loophole. Chassidish.
He also said yeshiva is why has to serve all these 12
things. Oh, yeah. He goes into Mavish, the pieces. Is like he says, by the way, he was answering a shoyer. There was someone who was asking him this question. He wasn't just writing the period. He was someone was asking the question. Someone wants to say, you need Adam or Kiyuma. It's unbelievable. Brings in Mars Lucian and then He brings in all of these, and then he brings a Chav Sofer over here. This is just one of Memches, Memtes, Nun, all these three tshuvas in Yeridaya.
By the way, it's not true that you can't make cheese out of Trefa milk, because the most expensive cheese in the world is Serbian donkey cheese.
And we tasted it. How's it served?
Oh, that's I googled it.
Okay. Again, so that's why I keep on...
The Serbian donkey cheese.
What's the answer to that? You know, the donkey is Serbian.
The whole Gemara says that it can't be made with the donkey cheese.
Basically, maybe it's enzymes in the dish.
Yehuda, you could be the Baal Nefesh. The Baal Nefesh, Yehuda is the Baal Nefesh here.
What about butter and yogurt? You were saying butter and yogurt?
Yeah. All right, so let's digest that a little bit. So maybe we'll go into that separately. Butter and yogurt seems to be, was never called zero at all. Maybe we'll go into that. All these things.
You know it's made from milk.
You know it's made from milk. Yeah. Okay. All right. Six lines from the top in Lama Zayin. Okay. Nistamach v'azul. Nistamach v'azul Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Akaspe the Rav Simloy Shami. Right? Rav Simloy from Lud, right? We said yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda was leaning on his servant or Shamish. Rav Simloy. And he said to him like this, Amalei Simloi, Mohi Yisa Emesh Beis Medrash. Simloi, he said, you were not around yesterday. You were at the Chofesh. Kishayatanu es HaShemen. When we were matir Shemen, like we spoke about yesterday. Shemen Akum. Amalei, Simloi said back to him, from Yudin Asiya, V'yomenu tati hafas tapas. You know what? Why don't you throw pas in the mix also? You should be matir pas Akum too. Okay? Amalei, Yehuda the Sia said, you're right, I should really be Matar Pas. And Cain, Karulan Beis Din Ashari. But that wouldn't be great, because this is, then we'll have the title, will be known as the Beis Din that's Matar things, which is not good, because there was all in Beis Din, and therefore that can't be the Pshat. Yeah, I can't do that. But you go too far, it's not good. The Tanan learned in the Mishnah, the university says,
I don't want to the right. Yeah.
So what was the time yesterday that he said that the Doi of Zalbuk, the Nanasitaka was Madri? I was Madri. He wasn't even listening. You had to hope something. You already told him, but Nanasitaka told him, yesterday we were Madri with men. Yes, and yesterday that was
Madri. Yeah, I know.
Maybe he's having a challenge in Zalbuk.
Again, he was encouraging it. Maybe that already is. Maybe he didn't see it was a matter pass, but Simloi. Okay, I hear what you're saying.
We gotta move.
Okay, the Tanan. How do we know? We learned in the Mishnah. It's such a concept of Bez and Shari. Hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer ish Sreger. Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer had three takonas, three things really. He was testifying that we're mutter. Number one, al ail kamtsud dochen. He spoke about a certain type of grasshopper that's kosher. We'll see what is needed. And then the liquids, the blood, the water that are in the Beis Hamikdash by the base, by the Mizbeach, those are tahar. There's no tumah. And that, those who touch a mace are tumah. Okay, that needs a little explanation. But of course, the mace is tumah. Fine. See you in the Gemara later on. Now he did this, Yosef ben Yoezer, but Korolei Yosef Shari, and they said about him, he's Yosef the permitter, okay? Which means it's not a good thing to have that title. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is saying back to Simloi, don't edge me on to be Matir Pas Akum, also with Shemin, because now I'm going to be he's the Matir.
Yosef.
He said, Simloi, no, it's not so bad. You'll go and you'll be matter one thing, right? You'll be matter one thing, not three. Yosef ben Yehuda was three things. You permitted Shemin already. Now you want to be matter pass. It's still only two. You didn't hit that level of three.
Why was he three?
What?
Wasn't it only two?
Again, the Yikrav L'masa Messiah, we'll see later on what that means. Yeah, you're right. That's Mara's going to ask what that means. That makes no sense at this point. But whatever it is, he asked three things at this point. We'll see what the mace was. Three things are listed, that there was a problem of, again, Bez and Shari. Amalei, no, Rabbi Yehuda see us about this in Loi, you don't know one thing. Anosharoi Achriti, I have another thing that I was matir. Maihi, what is it? It's none. We're going to try to stick to what's relevant to us over here. We're not going into the whole lumbus of Tnoyim and the Chaim and not for in Kamek Kamed Lahar. Let's just try to stay focused on what we want to bring out of this. So we have a Mishnah that says, man says to his wife, this is your get. If I don't come within 12 months, meaning he doesn't want her to stay as an aguna if he's not around. So after 12 months, if I don't come back, make sure that this is going to be your get. This is your get. So what's the halacha? He died. And a get. It's not a get. Why is it not a get? Because he wanted to get to be chal after 12 months. At the time that he's 12 months have passed, he's already dead, which means she's already zachut liibum. It's a fait accompli. Right? So that doesn't work. So that's the Mishnah. It's nialah. We learned on this Mishnah. Rabbi Seinu, it's really not say. The Rabbi Seinu were mad to her to get married, meaning the get is going to be chal for Machreya. Marminon, man Rabbi Seinu, what? Oh, Marminon, man Rabbi Seinu. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Beis Din of Desharu Mishcha. The Beis Din that was matir oil, they're the ones that were matir this case as well of the get. Why? Because they hold that Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says a chinuch that even if someone doesn't say that the get should be chal now, if there's a zman in the shtar, a zman is mentioned, then why else would he do it other than from the fact that he wants something to happen today? Again, I'm not going into it. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. And therefore over here as well, the get is going to be chal from day one on condition that 12 months pass, of course, and he's not around and come back on that condition. But when is the get going to be chal? From when it was given. So if he dies later, doesn't matter. There's no zikal ibum because the get was already chal from before, and that's Rabbi Yossi's halacha, and that was Bezdin the Sharu Mishla, right? Rabbi Yossi, Bezdin the Sharu Mishla, Rabbi Yudin Asir, that was the Bezdin that was matir the oil. They hold like Rabbi Yossi, and in this case, let's read a little more. From Rav Abba, Braid Rav Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Hoyrim, Haloi Haidu like Polshaita, Rabbi Yudin is Hanasi, Rabbi Yudin Asir, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He was matir, and they didn't agree with him at all, in his entire generation, anyone who was, any of his contingents, also did not agree with him. But again, the point here is that we have another heter of the Bezdin, and if he's going to add on, he added on Shemin, which is number two. If he's going to be Mater Pasakum, that's going to be number three, and that would be, he becomes a Bezdin Sharia, and we want to avoid that. Okay. Amalei Rabbi Lahu Saba. Rabbi said to this old man. So the old some say, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Ki sharitua la'alte sharitua d'loyasi. Okay. When they were matir, this get that was given, it's, again, we're saying, according to Yossi, it's chal right away. When was the heter chal? When could she be matir, be Muslim? Is it after la'alte right away? Meaning right when he dies. Whenever he dies. Yeah.
And you know he can't come
back. And you know he ain't coming back. He ain't coming back at that point. He's at the place of no return. Wow. Or maybe it's after 12 months.
Don't worry about
it. Because he's because that's when his tonight is bequeathed. You could say this in a lumdish way. You could say this in a very balabatish way. I don't want to get so into it. The question is, do we need 12 months to pass for the heter to happen right away, for it to go to Machreya?
To tell it either right away when he dies, or after 12 months?
Yeah. When is the kiyum of the tnai, I guess you can say? Is it from when he dies, or from when he doesn't come back after he dies? 12 months. Are the 12 months integral to the kiyum at tnai? I mean, Pashup shot is, of course it isn't. Right? Why do you give a 12-month time? Because after 12 months, you know he's not coming back. That's what he says. At that point, I'm not coming back. I don't want you to be an aguna. Get shabitah. If he dies, you've accomplished that.
Right.
Before 12 months. So 12 months was just a simen ba'alma. So of course the tanai is mekoyim. This is Taisus' problem. Taisus says that it's gzeira. Right? So again, but Taisus, he's learning pretty balabatish really. Of course, he meant that if I don't come back, you get Shabichal from now. So he doesn't want her to do Gibor. That's really what he cares about. He doesn't want her to be able to... The went to the Mishnah. He asked the same question. He asked the same Shiloh on the Mishnah. Why are you asking this Shiloh only on the case of... or you're bringing this Halacha only on Zed Gitech in Mlad Basi? You have the same question... Right, who's asking this question? Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Lazar was asking the question on Husaba. So Husaba said back to him, ask the same question on the Mishnah. It's not. I raise a gitech, may achshav imloy basi mitan, Hashem asr chodesh, umeis v'tosh Hashem asr chodesh, have you get? He says to her, here's your get from now, if I don't come in 12 months. And the rule is, if he dies, because the get was called Mafreya, it's a get. Have a get. And he kind of tznoi. Because he was Makayim the tznoi. If you boil the chola out to have a gita, the chola also, you should ask the same question. Is the get a get right away because he did not come back? Or maybe it's only chalei for 12 months, the kind of tznoi. Because that is when the kima tznoi, the fulfillment of the condition, takes place. So, ain't a chanami. The truth is, yeah. The Rabbi Lossi said, you were right. I could have asked the same question. But I ask this question to you because by that ruling of Rabbi Seyu that we're not there, based on Rabbi Yossi, you were there. You were there. You were at that convention. Right? And therefore you would have a good idea of what they said at that point, whether it was Tal right away or after 12 months. So therefore that's why I ask you based on that ruling. But you're right. The same question by that Mishnah as well. What do you mean with the death?
You have to wait three months.
Do you need half a chana?
Could be the altar after 3 months from time he was
given. I'll say, what? Either it's a get or she's pregnant. Of course, so she does. So then she for sure does not have to be evil.
Yeah, but you don't know that she's pregnant.
What does the altar mean? Does the altar mean actually the altar?
She get married the day after her husband died, but you won't know whether the kid is the former husband or some new guy. The father is.
You're saying if she gets married right away after the death, and she has a baby 7 months later, we're not going to be sure who the child is from. But why should that make a difference, though? That's only a difference for Yibum. She's not technically Yibum anyways.
She doesn't ask him, well, for being stuck.
Yeah, but he's asking for... I'm saying, of course, there's no Din of Chana. There's no Yibum anyways. The Din of Chana has to do with Yibum. The Shiloh, whose child it is because we have to know if she's Zokat Yibum. But you don't need to know it. She's not Zokat Yibum anyways.
How does she marry the next guy?
Why not? Why can't she marry the next guy? Who cares? We don't care whose kid it is. We don't care. The din of Avchana was because of the Shiloh to Yibum. It was Nation Sach. Okay, that's the Poshim Shad is Avchana. They bring Halacha. It has to do with. All right, I could be wrong. That's how I remember the Dinatana. Could be wrong. I don't know. I interest. Amar Abai. Actually, the main is the cheshbon of the pshat. It's evil. Amar Abai. Hakol moedim l'kishatetze cham nartiko. So Rabbi is going to qualify some of the dinim of tnoim. Everyone agrees, he makes a tznai, a condition.
When?
Here's your get, when the sun peeks out of the clouds, okay? Which means the morning, basically. The sunrise. So the rule over there is that the get's only going to be chal, l'chi nafta. When it,
Does he mean Avodah Zarah nights?
Oh, all right. Yeah. But the point is not at night. Not at night.
Yes.
Yes. So the Chinach the Carmelite, when he says when that happens, the get should be chal, so then the rule over there is, you wait until it leaves the Nartika. The Chimai is below you, so if he dies at night, it's get lachamisu, it's get lachamisu, because the get wasn't found until the morning. Okay? So that's a part of the din number one. Amenas she takes it chamenatika, me'achsha ka'omerle. Right? He says amenas on condition. We know ko'am amenas is ka'omer me'achsha dami. And therefore, when he says, in that case, you are divorced on condition that the sun will peek through the clouds tomorrow, the rule is that over there it's tal right away, because the ka'omer amenas on me'achsha dami. Chimayis below, yohavadi to know how to get me'chaimu. Right? But if therefore, it's for sure a condition, him at tonight, for sure there, considered a get from when he was alive, either Avuna. Damar Avuna, Kolo Imra Amanas, Kohim Ma'ashav Domi. Anyone says Amanas, it's Kohim Ma'ashav Domi. Loi Nechutu, the Machlaikis, Rav Yaisi, and the Rabbanon, right? When it's Chal, Elabim, hates it. When a person says, this is your get if the sun peaks through the clouds tomorrow morning. Okay? So now this is the Machlaikis. Rav Yehuda Hanasi, Savalak Rav Yaisi, the Amar. He says like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says like Rabbi Yossi, who just said, who holds that Zman Eshel Shtar is Mechiyach Halav. The Zman of the Shtar is what tells us when the get should be Chal, Bahabilei, and therefore it's Kenehayoin im Mati. Me'ashav im Mati. And therefore it's like he said, from today if I die, and therefore it's like from now if I die. So it's Chal from today. Rabban, unless it's Rabbi Yaisi, and Rabban hold, it's not like Rabbi, they don't hold like Rabbi Yaisi, but have like Kazek Giteich in Mate in Mati Greidel. There's no Me'achshav over there, and therefore it's like the person just said, if it happens, meaning the get is going to be Chal when that instance happens, when it would be like the case of Misa, when he dies, and same thing over here, when the sun peaks through the clouds, and if he dies at night, then it's already a better complete.
So
that's going to be a get lachar misa. Right? Get lachar misa, and Rashi, like Rashi says, who karmes vein yochel agarish. Right? This is the famous Rashi. Who karmes vein yochel agarish. Rashi in Gittin Tzuvis, ein hamesim begorshin. Rashi says, we need that reason for him. She's not married to him anymore. Rashi says, a husband doesn't have a koyach to be megarish his wife. That's the problem of get lachar misa. You don't need to come on to that. She's not married to him. Let's say a mace would have a class to be Megarish, your wife.
Yeah.
You can't be Megarish someone who's not your wife. He's dead.
He's dead.
So you see from Rashi, again, some Ishas that remains for Akar Misa, right? That's the lumbus that we don't want to get into at this point. Eishas Elio. Eishas Elio is Eishas Elio, Muteris. Dina Makura?
Yeah, the
first husband
of the second
husband. Okay. Oh, saying Ziyachas. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now there is, yeah, Ziyachas. Yeah. Even in death, do us part. What is it? Until death, do us part.
Next
row. Gufa. Hey, Yossi ben Yehazar ish Sreda. Sugya grasshoppers. Rabbi Yossi ben Yehazar ish Sreda, he was made, like we said, al kamsa, a certain type of grasshopper dachan that is mutter to eat. Alright, let's go into each one here. The Korah Yosef Shari. My Ayel Kamsa. Right? Bar Kamsa, Bar Kamsa. Rapapa Omar Shushiva. Yeah, Davita. Rapapa Omar Shushiva. It's a Shushiva, which doesn't help me out at all. Rapchia Ma'ami Mashmedi Ula Omar Susvio. Alright, this grasshopper. Okay? Rapapa Omar Shushiva. What's the Yosef Machlaid? The Papa says it's a Sheshiva grasshopper. The Kamiflagi Barosha Aruch. This type of grasshopper had an elongated head. And the question is, like Rashi, we'll paraphrase Rashi, we know grasshoppers are mutter to eat. That's a chagot, right? You're allowed to eat grasshoppers. But the Torah delineates the species. And the question is, what are the simone tara? Four legs. It has to have wings.
It's a smart enough to be slavery, but we don't have to be slavery.
That's right, yeah.
We can't eat it. They might only eat it.
Egyptians.
I'm pretty sure my father was in Morocco.
Morocco, Egypt. I know. You know in Egypt. I know they had the thing. So, fried grasshoppers.
A delicacy.
Crunchy, full of protein.
Chocolate covered
grasshoppers. Okay.
It's not.
No, it doesn't have a bit of Boston. It doesn't have a
bit of cheese.
What?
Okay.
So Rapapa said this elongated head grasshopper. The question is, if Raisha Aros tells us that it's not a grasshopper, that's one of the Torah species or not. Marsov, Raisha Aros, also the Rabbanon, they hold that if it's a long head, then it's Aser. Marsov, Raisha Ben Yezer, he holds Raisha Aros is Mutter. He held that was the heter that Yosef ben Yosef said was that if it's an elongated head, it's considered still part of the kosher grasshopper species as long as it has those other simon.
That it goes to the sermon?
Different. He held susvio. Why? Because Bereishis Arachul Amalek Pligi by the case of the shushiva. Over there, where it's Raisha Arach Kula Amalek Pligi, the Usir, everyone holds that that's Usir. It's a sin in Tuma. Tosfos has a different gear, so he tells everyone, he says from Kama Gemaras that it's Mutter. Tosfos has the opposite gear. Good Rashi. But whatever it is, there's no Achlekis over there. Here, where they're talking about a grasshopper, a susvil. Yeah, its wings. Its wings cover most of its body, meaning it covers most of its body, but it's not so recognizable as such. If you take a microscope or if you take a magnifying glass and you look at this grasshopper, you'll see that its wings cover most of its body, but only by a little bit. And that's one of the Simani Taros, that the wings have to cover most of its body. Mar Sava Ruva Koldahu Vinon. One holds, this is Yosef ben Yezer, they hold that as long as it's covering most of its body, even though you can't really see it that well, that's enough for it to have a sin in Taro. Umar Sover and the Rabbanon hold Ruba de Minkar Be'inon. They hold that it has to be a recognizable majority. A recognizable majority, and therefore, if it doesn't, like the Susvil, then in that case it's not considered a Tahar grasshopper. He has a whole sefer on this. Minecha Gavim. Yeah. So he got, and he actually has a whole shtickle on this Gemara. Really, it's an interesting thing. I mean, if this Messiah was cover most of it, what is then Ruba the Minkar? Where does that come from? Yeah, that was the whole story. So the grasshopper and the windowsill. Yeah. Well, Mashkabez with
so what was this? The bottom line, Rosh Aruch is good or bad? If that's a machleikus.
Machleikus Rashi Tosfos. Rashi has the views of our Gemara. Pashlis, that it's Osir. Tosfos, you look at the top Tosfos, top right in Lamzayin and the base.
You see that
100%. Rosh Aruch doesn't make it into Simon Tatoma.
But it's so unusual to have it in polar opposite Achlekes.
Yeah. Not proficient in these.
I don't know what the
halacha
is on this stuff.
The liquids of the base mizbeach, literally mean the slaughterhouse, which is mizbeach area of the base. Again, the azor, the waters of the azor are tahar. What does this mean, Tahar? My Dachon, Rava Amar, Dachonanish. Rav says it means completely Tahar. Right? Ushmuel Amar Dachon Milatame Achterim. Shmuel says that it can't transmit Tumah to other things. That's what makes that, in that sense, it's Tahar. Abul Tumas Atzmon Yesh Bohem. But the actual thing becoming Tameh, it does have.
What makes it Tahar?
The sheretz touches it. Yeah. Not by itself. Is it the kabbalton? Okay. Wait a second. What's the machleik is? Like this. Rabba medocha mamish kusavar tumas mashkin the rabbon. He holds that the tumah of a liquid is only the rabbon. This is a ganza sugya in the end of the first parak of Shabbos, in the first parak of Psachim, all the dinim of tumah by tumas mashkin. Rav holds only the Rabbon. The Chigos Rabbon and Tumah b'mashkin the Almo. Only a regular mashke. Abu b'mashke beit mit b'chaya. Like those Rabbon, when it comes to the mashke within the base of Mikdash, the Azara, over there, they didn't make a Gzeira. Maybe Kahanim's reason, they have different reasons. Look at the Ram, he explains why. But there's no Gzeira, and therefore, Mashke Ben and Bachai, according to Yosef and Yehezer, is completely Tahar. Mishmuel Amar, maybe I'm supposed to make those. Mishmuel Amar, Dochon, Melatame Acher. Well, the Tumma doesn't transmit to others when it comes to the Mashke Ben and Bachai. Abel Tumas Atzmon, Yeshbohem. But it has it, so it can be Makabel Tumma. Why? Because Havar, Tumas Mashke Ben Yeraisla. The Tumas Mashke is the Araisa. You can't remove it into the Araisa. Right? The Tame Acheir in the Rabbonim. When it comes to being the Tame other things, it's only the Rabbonim. He does the Rabbonim, but Mashke is the Rabbonim. The Rabbonim only gave it zero when it comes to regular liquid. The Mashke Bemet Machaya, Loi, goes. When it comes to the liquids within the Mizbeach and the Azora, they're going to make it zero for it to be the Tame other things. Now, either Torah says, V'chol HaMashke Asher Yishah says Tame. What's the pshat? According to Rav, there's no tumah the Araisa on a mashkin. Rav learns that whole, that Rashi says that whole halacha applies only to hechsher. And the Araisa mashke is machshir makabel tumah. But it in and of itself is not makabel tumah. Ron, what were you asking?
Well, I want to know what the word mutach, the word mutach, what is actually translated?
It means clean. It means clean.
I'm sorry. And then, I understand, so if there's, if you have mashke basement ben tai, the whole azara floor is covered in dam. And we're saying that if a sheretz touches the dam, so then the dam itself has tumah, but it can't transmit tumah. So do you have like what? Do you have this dam floating in the azara that only like a foot of it is tar, is tumah, but it's not transmit? How does that even work?
No,
yeah.
Well, again, so.
How does it work? So there's too much, I don't know how.
Meaning what? Let's say for example, let's say dam, I mean, it's takash, thing, but let's say dam of a carbon touches a sheretz.
Right.
Is it tamei or not? According to Rav, according to Yosef ben Yehezer, it's tar. Completely tar. Can't be
tar. It's not.
According to Rav. According to Shmuel, you wouldn't be able to be makrovit. You wouldn't be able to be makrovit without other heterim, since maybe. But you can't be mock of it because it is Makabel Tumah. Now, in your case, let's say there's dam floating on the Ritzvah.
Right.
Eric Pesach. Yeah, you're right. But this is it's pashtus inconsequential. Like, if you have dam that's tummy on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, right?
What, only if you can isolate it, then it's okay. You're saying because then you only be able to use it with
Kikavah. Yeah, only that type of dam where this be. Yeah. That's. And also, what is considered dam of a mizbeach? Any liquid floating around or stuff used for a carbon?
Yeah,
which Beimid Bachai exactly referred to. So this is
also mayim. So the Gemara Mishachem says it's dam and mayim.
That's it.
The shemen is not. That's the machlokes from the Gemara. Shemen is not.
Uh-huh.
It's only dam and mayim. And that's where the Rambam brings it down.
So
dam and mayim.
Where's the Yadal or something?
Where's the Yerachinim is coming from?
Yeah, Yerachinim is coming from. From the Dalit all the way to the end.
Saying Shemin is what? It's not Makabo, it's Makabo.
No, he says that's a Machlaikis over there. If it's considered Mashtubim and Bachai or not.
So then we're standing in the Dam, we're going to pay some.
Well, Dam can't be Matami and Adam anyways. The liquid can't be Matami and Adam. Unless then that's Beisham and Beis Hillel, Gazwa Mashtubim, Yes, Chilo, right? That's in the Prophet. Ain't Kame Kamei Lahara. That's the Hakdama to all these Gemaras. Okay. Now the Ikra of the Mesa, Misav, the Karli Yosef Shari. Yosef also Mibalmay. This is everyone's problem.
It's
a Gharim, yeah. Davar Shemam, right? It should say Yosef Asur, the Tumah, right? Void. In other words, that's not part of the Heter, it's Asurim. Void Yaraisi, it's a Pasuk that a person becomes Tumas Meis, Tuxi, Bechosh Yigap Niatsod, Bechalcher, Void Meis, Vetamod, Void Kaver, Yit Moshe Vat Yomim. Oh. So it's Tommy. What's this takona of Yosef and Yehezer? Zog the Gemara, the Araiso, the Yikra, Tommy, because the Araiso, the person who touches the mace is Tommy. The Yikra, but the Yikra, Tahor. Someone who touched the mace, then he's Tahor with the Araiso. Hold your thoughts. Lost the wind of it, goes off to the Yikra, but the Yikra. The Chachamim said, there's a Gzeiro, not to be Barbara Tumor, whatever. You shouldn't touch even someone who touched the mace, and your Tommy if you do. But also, then came Yosef ben Yehezer, and he said, "Ukmid Yeraisa, the Yikra, but Yikra." He said, "Also, you, Ukmid Yeraisa, but someone who touches the mace is going to be tahar." Correct the Gemara, the Yikra, but Yikra, not the Yeraisa. someone who touches someone who touched a mace,
that's the heter.
That would be his heter. That would be his heter. But that's also the araiso. That's also the araiso. What? So what? But he's still tame. Right? He's still tame. The araiso. The chsiv, the pasuk says, "V'chalashi gafoy atame yitmon." You that the those who touch that who those who touch a mace are tame. Of course, you know these are. You know these are. Amru Rabbanan kamei the Rav Meshved the Rav Zutra beid the Rav Nachman the Rav Meshved the Rav Nachman. The araiso the ikra be the ikra bechiburin tuma shiva. Okay, now we're going to bring in tuma bechiburin. With the araiso, someone who touches, someone who is touching a mace. That person, okay, Reuven, Shimon, and dead man. Reuven touches the dead man. Shimon touches Reuven, who's touching the dead man, and they're all a chain.
While
he's doing it, it's a chain. A human chain. While he's touching, that's called tumah b'chiburim. You're over there. This third guy, Shimon, he's not touching the mace.
But he's touching.
While he's touching the mace, and therefore that's tumah b'chiburim. He has tumah shiva. He has regular tumah mace. Not, he's not a rishon l'tum. He has tumas meis, mamish. Shalei b'chiburin, tumas erim. And where it's not tuma b'chiburin, meaning, Shimon touched Reuven after Reuven is not touching the meis anymore. In that case, he's not a tamit tuma shiva. He's not a tamit tuma shiva. He's only a rishon. And he has to be tavel the mikvah. Right? He's a tulyon. He only has to wait a day, like the pasuk says.
All of us.
Like basically all of us, yeah.
Well,
Asu Inu, and then came along the Chachamim.
Yes.
The Gozer, and they made a Gzeira. Apilu Shalai B'chiburin Tumah Shiva. Even Shalai B'chiburin, he has Tumah Shiva. Okay? Asu Inu, the Ukma Adi Araisa. And he, Yosef Ben Yoezer, he came along and put it back in the Didi Araisa. And you're only a Rishon, and you don't have Tumah Shiva. Shalai B'chiburin. Shalai B'chiburin. Only a chibur nishiv.
Shiva means paraduma.
7 days paraduma sprinkling. Yeah.
But when it says brought on the mace, because you wait west, you can watch it. Say,
yeah, that's the din of chal. Yeah. Okay. The araisa maybe. Frankly, Gemara. The araisa. What's the araisa? The chsiv. It says in the pasuk, "Hanegei abemeis lachon nefesh adam b'tamei shivas yomim." Someone who touches a mace of a person. He's tamei shivas yomim, uchtiv achalasha yiga b'hatamei yitma, and the pasuk then says the person who touches that person is going to become tamei. And the Gemara assumes here that he's going to have the same tuma. Rashi says, like we just mentioned in the pasuk, stam tumas meis is 7 days. Those who touch that person yitma with the same tuma. That's how we read that pasuk. Rashi said. Yet the pasuk says at the end, uchtiv anefesh negas yitma ad ha'orim. And only an error. Okay, so how do you reconcile this? Kam b'chiburin, kam shalom b'chiburin. It depends if it's mechubur, then it's tumas shiva for both, for everyone. If it's shalom b'chiburin, it's only tumas shiva for the one who's touching the mace, and the one who doesn't touch only has tumas error, only has tumas error shalom b'chiburin. And again, that was the takana, and then came Yosef Ben Yehuda, so he was matir.
Rebbe always has the Akira. Is it like electricity? Or is it as if the one who's touching the mace becomes like the mace? In other words, is it as if the person who's touching the mace, is it as if he is touching the mace itself? Or is that the first person who's touching the mace becomes like the mace? And he transmits it to the,
Let's say the first person is
the middleman.
The middle guy was a guy. He's not a Kabbal Tumul. So he can't, he can't be an electrical current to the Shimon. But if it blives that the Shimon is actually being like Gaya the Mace through, it's like an extension of his Yad. So who can give it to Goy? Goy's not a Kabbal Tumul, but he's still attached to the mace. Right, that's what you're saying.
Maybe
yes. Safer Yad Mordechai and
Major
Chakira.
If his electricity is, then the guy can be Makab.
If it's not,
then they can't be a
gentleman. Why? Because he's
breaks the chain.
Right. Yeah, so that's how you'd answer. I mean, you could go the other way too. It's one of those Chakiras, one of those huge Chakiras. I'm not, it's a good Chakira. Hakira is a great Hakira. But the Nachum Goy could, you could go in 14 directions and you could spend a whole Zman on it if you want. Okay.
Sure,
whatever it is, Rava said, Amuhu Rava, Lava Bidalachu like Tisle Bay, Buki Sriki, but Rav Nachman, don't learn that this is what Rav Nachman said, that the whole thing of Tumah B'Chibur over here, that we just finished saying, that wasn't the Machlokes, the Yosef and Yehezin, the Rabbanan. No, don't put empty jugs, hang empty jugs in Rav Nachman. Rav has a different way of understanding Yosef and Yehezin's heter. Hachi on Rav Nachman. This is what Rav Nachman said. Sofik Tumah B'Rishas Harabim Yitulahem. Yosef and Yehezin was Matir Sofik Tumah B'Rishas Harabim. That was his cool. Right, also some Saita come reading law. What do you mean? The din of Safik Tumah versus a rabbin, every Saita is a Safik, right? There's a Safik Tumah. If she was metamic her husband by being a Baal with another man. And it's a Safik. There was Kina, there was Stira, but we don't know if she was Mazana with him or not. So we're Mafmir. But it's only the Makam Stira. It's only in a private place. That's what we say Safik Tumah is a problem. We have Mechayshish and all the Sugis over there. So, but when it comes to a public area, then in that case, there is a, it's Mutter. And that's what Gemara says. Masoy to Rishos HaYotin. And in that case, Safik Tumah is also Rav Tumah Rishos HaYotin. So there's a Rishos HaRab that's going to be Mutter. So what was Yosef ben Yehezer doing here? No, because Rabbi Yochanan said, don't be mired this in public. That is the halacha, but don't be mired this in public. He came along and was actually mired. Make a psach in public that this is the halacha. Sofik Tumah B'Rishas HaRabim is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kareis not lehem. But Omar Adkan Rishus Arabin, Adkan Rishus Hayochid. If Yosef ben Yehezer, what he would do, it was he would actually, because he was so he was so insistent on this halacha that Safik Tumah Rishus Arabin is mutter, as opposed to Safik Tumah Rishus Yehezer being Osir,
Tohar
and Tomei, he actually made sure to delineate the exact boundaries between Rishus HaYachim and Rishus HaRabim so that when you are in Rishus HaRabim, you can make sure that you're okay. But he went all the way over there. Kiyosim Kamed Rav Yanai, but when they came in front of Rav Yanai, Amalohu, he said to them, Hamaya B'Shikaso Divin Harod. This is like, this is Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim. So, wanna just translate this for me? Hamaya B'Shikaso.
There is water in the depths of the river.
Right, zilu tula, go be tayvul on it. Meaning, we're machmir. We don't let you become. We don't have this halacha again of Yosef ben Yehezer. Yosef ben Yehezer was a best in sharia, like we just said, and therefore, you actually have to go ahead and be tayvul in a mikvah. I think we're going to stop here for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.